This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome back. We are covering the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name that we're going to be covering today in this particular video with Ammar and yours truly, Bilal Khan, it is
Al-Basir.
Al-Basir. Okay. Al-Basir is the one who sees or the all-seeing. Now, is this going to be similar to a situation like As-Sami' where...
Yeah, so As-Sami' is... Both of them invoke, you know, the same sentiments.
Okay.
Or similar sentiments, and that is that Allah Azza wa Jal sees you.
Mm-hmm.
So it carries the connotation of I have to be conscious of Allah, that I have to make sure that what I do it properly because mm-hmm. Allah sees me. And that's the fear-inducing or the caution-inducing aspect.
Yeah.
And then there's one that we don't speak about as much, but the Quran speaks about, and that is that Allah Azza wa Jal is not only seeing you, but Allah Azza wa Jal is not just watching you, but watching
over
you.
Okay. Is this in any way related to Al-Ghalib?
Only in the sense that the one watching over you is Al-Ghalib.
Okay.
And Al-Qahhar and Al-Aziz. And so it's basically like I have unlimited backup wherever I go.
Mm.
You know, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who's watching over me, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who protects
me.
So
it's not just monitoring, but there's an entire tactical divine force.
There's heavy backup.
Gotcha.
There's a beautiful verse where Allah Azza wa Jal says, speaking to the wives of the Prophet, he says, وَإِن تَظَاهَرَا عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, if you guys all try to overpower the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ. Allah is his mawla. Allah is his caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
Or Allah Azza wa Jal is his support. مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ. And Jibreel too, just in case, you know.
Now, is it? I'm assuming this was given or revealed at a time when he was having
conflict
with his wives.
Yeah. Okay. Surah al-Tahrim. That's Surah al-Tahrim. So they had kind of, you know, did some plotting against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about. It's a story of honey. You look up the first verse of Surah al-Tahrim, you'll find it. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Tazahara alayhi fa inna Allahu mawlahu." Allah is his mawla and Jibreel wa salihul mu'minin, and the righteous believers too. Like, that's all the Prophet ﷺ's backup. And then Allah says, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظِهِيرٌ. And the angels as well, after that, they're all behind him.
And
so it's just like everybody. So, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظِهِيرٌ.
Don't mind the phone. The Ammar is that popular.
I just don't know how to turn off this ringer, honestly. So you can see, forgive how laid back this is, but we're just trying to keep this moving, inshallah ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal, so Allah Azza wa Jal is watching over you. And that's what Allah Azza wa Jal, he says to Harun and Musa when he sent them to Fir'aun. He's sending them to a tyrant the likes the world has never seen. And they're just two guys, and there's no Human Rights Watch, there's no Amnesty International, there's nothing, right?
There's no UN.
There's nothing. They're being sent to Fir'aun. And what does Allah Azza wa Jal says? He says, إِنَّنِي مَعْكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. He says, I am with you. I see and I hear. Like, you're not going in on this alone. And so the believer, knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal is a Sami' and al-Basir, yes, there's definitely, truly the aspect of I am cautious of what Allah Azza wa Jal sees me doing, right? That Allah Azza wa Jal can catch me doing something bad. But at the same time, Allah Azza wa Jal is watching over you, and He will protect you, and He will support you, and He will be there for you, and He will be there with you when you call upon Him. Also, a beautiful aspect of and manifestation of understanding living with this name, Al-Basir, is it should make you become a person who excels in what they do. You know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked about Ihsan. What is Ihsan? And he said it's that you worship Allah Azza wa Jalla as if you see Him, and if you can't reach that level, you do what? You know that He sees you.
So this name is directly tied to that hadith.
Yeah. That you recognize that Allah Azza wa Jalla is Al-Basir. That He sees your worship. He's aware of your worship. Also, not just in the religious aspects, but in everything that you do.
Yeah.
That Allah Azza wa Jalla watches over you. Allah watches over that product that you're trying to push into the marketplace that's of substandard quality, and you're promising everybody and you're saying that it's the best thing ever. Allah Azza wa Jalla sees that. Allah Azza wa Jalla. And so this should push us, a community that believes in a Sami', believes in Al-Basir.
Yeah.
This should push us to, you know, we shouldn't need quality control. Ideally, ideally, right? Seriously, our quality control should be our belief that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who's monitoring us. Even if your employer isn't monitoring you, he's not, you know, or she's not, you know, checking your hours, watching over your hours, that you recognize that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who sees what you're doing.
You know, just give me a reflection. Like, it's just, I mean, don't have them check up on you, but the idea of just one of the things that's really valued in just corporate America is the art of managing up, as opposed to you reporting up to them. Like, yo, by the way,
this is what I've done.
Yeah. As opposed to, hey, what did you do?
And, you know, people knowing that, you know what, you only take what your hands have earned.
Yeah.
And that you are, you know, the most successful people will always say, I'm my worst critic. You hear that all the time. They're like, I'm my worst critic. Basically saying that I am the one who checks and monitors myself the most. I don't need anybody to do that for me.
Yeah.
And so it's that concept as well, because you're recognizing that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who's going to hold you accountable, even if no one else on earth holds you accountable. So these are some of the meanings with regards to Al-Basir.
So what's the takeaway on this one?
The takeaway is really upping our game.
Okay.
Upping our game in everything, that I become more conscious of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, I've asked, you know, so many of my own teachers and even people, you know, who I just have met, scholars, and I ask them and I say, well, how do you increase your taqwa, for example? How do you increase your consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this present consciousness? And there was never one particular thing that anybody ever told me. There was never, you know, unfortunately, they didn't just tell me any, you know, this is how you do it. There's no recipe. They said, your taqwa will increase when your acts of worship increase. Your taqwa will increase when you intend to, and you actually do stay away from sins. The more you increase in your worship, the more you stay away from sin, the more your taqwa will increase. And I'm like, well, I need more taqwa so that I can do these things.
Yeah, it's just like chicken and the egg.
Yeah, I'm like, that's the reason why I want more taqwa, so that I can do acts of worship and stay away from sins. Yeah. Well, they're like, well, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
You just kind of, you know, got to jump in and swim.
It's interesting because the same philosophy seems to follow along with the, it's like, do you act first or do you be first? Right? And so it's just the idea, even just like the psychology of physiology. I'm just wondering if there's also the spirituality of physiology, in the sense that if you're feeling down or you're feeling low energy, just get up, take a Superman position, right, and hold that for 2 minutes, and your psychology is gonna just follow that position, position of confidence.
No one will like you if you stand like that. Just like nobody likes Superman.
What are you talking about?
Nobody likes that guy.
Oh boy.
So anyway. And that's a Sami' al-Basir. That's a Sami' and that's al-Basir. I would encourage everybody here to call upon Allah Azza wa Jal by him being a Sami' and to call upon Allah Azza wa Jal of him being al-Basir. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. We're going to have to end here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.